This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. This is USAPrepares.com. And we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And if you'd like to call us, we'd be delighted to pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And if you have a phone that you're carrying with you or you'd like to listen to us on your phone, there's a listen line. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. There's a link to your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. And with us today, we're going to talk about, for hour number one, we're going to talk about do-it-yourself car care. Things you need to know. Tricks that that your instructor, Kurt Wilson, and I have learned separately, but agree on. We've learned these over the years, and we're going to share them with you. Welcome, Kurt Wilson.
Hey, what's happening, Vincent?
That's great to hear your voice, Kurt. You sound loud and clear. It's wonderful. You know,
good. I'm awake. Like
to... Yeah, you're in California.
Well, I'm in Idaho. Ago. No. I'm in America. I'm not in a foreign nation.
Okay, I thought you were in California.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Okay. Great. All right. Well, Kurt, your website is armchairsurvivalist.com. And I was chatting with Kurt Wilson off the air and yesterday, and we were talking about things that we've learned, and you used the term shade tree mechanic. Would you tell us a little bit about what that means? Because that's what we are.
Well, I'll tell you, when I grew up, we were very poor, and that's not an understatement. We were talking about garbage and how this is a throwaway society and has been for the past 40, 50 years. Our garbage was the equivalent of one of those $10 galvanized steel garbage cans, the little tiny ones, by the way, that an 8-year-old boy could pick up and put on the curb. We didn't throw things away. We made use of everything, and we couldn't afford. If something went wrong in one of our vehicles, we couldn't take it to a mechanic. That was out of the question. So we had a big old, it was a pepper tree, actually. And it was, this thing was 100 years old, and we had a chain on one of the limbs and block and tackle, and we could pull a car under it and pull a motor out. And even in 100-degree temperature, we have shade, and we're underneath there doing whatever we got to do on any of our vehicles. And that's pretty standard. That was pretty standard all throughout the country. During the Depression and after that was people who would do their own work on their own vehicles, and they ended up being termed shade tree mechanic.
Mm-hmm. And you know, what's interesting about that is back in the 1960s and the 1950s, if you lived in a neighborhood, let's say, and you looked at the driveways with the vehicles in them on a Saturday, typically you would see the hood up on a lot of vehicles, and then you'd see half of a person, hanging out the hood, because those were the days when just about everybody I knew worked on his own vehicle, changing the oil, the spark plugs, checking the air cleaner, make sure it's clean, all of those service items, even filling up the topping off the fluid in the battery. That's something that we would do routinely.
I remember with the my grandpa had a 51 Ford with a flathead six cylinder in it, and that's not the original motor it came with it, but it blew up. So he bought the car for $25. The body and the interior was in mint condition. The motor was blown. And he got a flathead motor out of an older Chevy. I think it was in the early 40s. And they somehow rigged it to fit in there, and it was running perfect, like a purred like a kitten. And here I am, I'm a six-year-old boy. I'm up on the fender. And by the way, fenders in those times, they were so strong, you could jump on them, and they wouldn't faze them. So I'm up on the fender, bent over, half my body inside the well there, and Grandpa's going, now this is a spark plug. I remember that. This is a spark plug. It throws a spark. And this is this, and he's pointing things out, and I'm going,
Yep. Yeah, those were the days when we were taught by the more experienced members of our family, the men typically, on mechanics, and we learned how to drive in the rain. We learned how to drive in the snow and ice and safely. And the vehicles didn't have as good of brakes or steering systems nor suspension as they have now. But we paid attention to our vehicles, and if there was a sound that we didn't recognize, you didn't turn the radio up to block that sound.
Now you made a good point. And this is the thing that's always, I have no sympathy at all for somebody who goes, I don't know what the hell's wrong with it. It just doesn't want to work right. I have no sympathy for him. You have a piece of the physical universe in your possession. You have the responsibility to know what's going on with it. And yeah, you're driving along, and all of a sudden you start hearing a weird sound, right? Just tinking, and you're going, and I'm not kidding. I've had people go, where's that sound again? I wonder what that is. So, are you kidding me? And you haven't checked it out? Oh, I haven't had time yet. And they have excuses. But then all of a sudden, they don't have a car anymore, and it's in the shop, and it's going to cost them $1,700 because they just threw a push rod, and it fell down into the, the domino effect. That's the key, domino effect. If you don't grab it and fix it when you notice it, and this, I've taught people how to repair and handle cars, guns, telephone equipment, you name it. The key is this. This part of the physical universe, whatever part it is, it could be your engine, it could be your rear end, it could be your radio. The instant it gets your attention is when it wants to be fixed.
Let me give an example of that. You're absolutely right. We have a four-wheeler. Actually, a couple of them here at the farm, and they're not just for fun. They are tools that we use to check the fields and check the cows and bring the cows minerals and supplements and things like that. And we use them every day. As a matter of fact, I bought an hour meter that I'm going to attach to one that doesn't have one, so that we know exactly when we should be changing the oil. And so one of them is a Kawasaki Bayou 250cc, and it just started making this tap, 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 tap. And I said, and that's the one Mrs. Finella uses the most. And I said, I heard you come by, the window was open, I heard from a distance this knocking, and that is a big end connecting rod knock. So let's not use that anymore, because the next thing that happens, the connecting rod bearing will fail. The connecting rod will end up probably going through the engine case, and it will be a catastrophic failure. Right now, it's a simple problem of just changing the crank. Connecting rod bearing. You know, it's a $100 problem that we can prevent from being a major catastrophe that would cause piston rings and, you know, half of a case or a whole case or maybe even a whole engine. So you're absolutely right. And those are the kinds of things that we should be aware of. And I heard the story from a man who was driving his vehicle as a truck. And he said, the oil light came on. And I said, yeah, what'd you do? And he said, well, and I waited till like next exit, and I pulled over. And I said, you know, so what do you think that means? And he said, well, it means it's low on oil. I said, you need to check the oil like every week. That's what I do. And before you get in the vehicle, you look underneath the vehicle to see if there's any drips that you're not familiar with. And if there's oil or antifreeze, you need to fix that and, you know, check on it right then and there, and possibly even fix it right then and there. Maybe not even use that vehicle. Well, he was under the understanding that the time to check the oil is when that red light comes on the dash that says oil.
That's too late.
And guess what happened? Guess what happened next? So I was helping him find a used engine and someone to put it in. And I'm not kidding.
Well, I'll tell you something. People think just because they got a cool car or vehicle that has gauges on it instead of idiot lights, has gauges. Let me tell you all a secret, especially about the temperature gauge. This gauge, you know, you start your engine up, and you got a diesel motor. I mean, if you have a Dodge with a diesel motor in it, you have all kinds of gauges, and you got a temperature gauge of the radiator, and you see the thing goes up to about 200 degrees, and that's operating temperature. People look at they're driving along, and they're looking at their temperature gauge, and they know what it looks like. They've been driving this vehicle for years. They know that it's going to get up to around 200 degrees. And then one day, in the middle of summer, they're noticing, wow, this thing's really running cool. It's not even registering. Do you get that? The gauge isn't even registering. Well, here's what happens, ladies and gentlemen. You have a sensor unit inside the radiator that measures the temperature of the water. What happens if there's no water for it to measure? It goes down to zero. So if you see, and you've been driving for half an hour, and your temperature gauge is still at the bottom, and you're thinking, damn, this thing just hasn't warmed up. It's because there's no water in the radiator. And the next step will be Vincent helping you find a used motor somewhere.
Well, you know, that case actually happened just slightly differently. A guy bought, we had a used vehicle. And it was in tip-top condition. It was, I'll tell you what it was. It was a Volvo 740 turbo station wagon. It was a four-cylinder, and it was designed by an Italian designer. So it was a really good-looking vehicle, and we loved it. This guy needed a vehicle, so we sold it to him. And he was driving it along, and everything was fine. And then one day he saw the temperature gauge start climbing. And he said, obviously, it's the gauge. It's the gauge is climbing, and everything's okay. And what happened next was he warped the head on that aluminum head Volvo engine. And so that's when I taught him how to take the head off, and we had it resurfaced, and we put it all back together. But it was a needless several $100 expense and a lot of work. Kurt Wilson's with us. ArmchairSurvivalist.com. We're going to tell you some tricks when we come back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433,
720-432-6433. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I got a real quick announcement for you. Monday and Tuesday, that's Monday the 13th, Tuesday the 14th, next week. Dr. Joel Wallach, USA Preparedness Instructor, will be in Springfield, Missouri at the Holiday Inn, North Glenstone. North Glenstone. It's just south of the Interstate 44. Dr. Joel Wallach is going to be talking about the ins and outs of nutrition for better health. I'm going to give you a phone number in a minute that you can call and talk to Jim Stewart and let him know you're coming. He's with USA Preparedness. And if you decide that you'd like to buy some of Joel Wallach's products, please buy them under the USA team banner. That way we'll help you and we'll get credit for it, and it'll help defray some of the expenses of this broadcast. So that's Monday and Tuesday next week. Registration's at 6 o'clock. It's absolutely free. And the meeting starts at 7. Registration at 6 o'clock, that's p.m., and the meeting starts at 7, and Dr. Joel Wallach will be there. Let me give you the phone number, 417-863-7149, 417-863-7149. That's telephone number for Jim Stewart. He's with us at USA Preparers, and he'll help you get the information that you need, and he'll help get you signed up if you'd like to do that. So that's Dr. Joel Wallach. Separate meetings, Monday and Tuesday. They're independent. You can go to one or the other or both if you'd like. And I'm going to try to be there as well. So that's the announcement that we have. And, Kurt, I was thinking about lug nuts and wheel studs. And you and I have found a really interesting way of working with lug nuts and wheel studs. Would you like to share with us
sure.
What your thoughts are?
Sure. Years ago, when I just got out of the service and I had an MGB, and I didn't know anything about anything, I would have my tires rotated, or I'd have them changed or something. And one day, one of the tires started bang, 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 banging, not blowing out, but banging, and I stopped alongside the freeway. I was doing 110 miles an hour when I heard it. And I stopped alongside the freeway, and all of the lug nuts were loose and flopping around. And I'm like, holy crap, if they'd come off, I'd be dead. So
yeah.
I decided at that point, there's no one going to touch my tires on my vehicle but me.
Mm-hmm.
So and I'm in North Idaho. I'm 100 miles south of the Canadian border. And it gets snowy up here. It gets icy up here. And there's too damn many Californians up here that have no clue how to drive. You know, they have two games they play up here. One is my tires aren't bald enough yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is it's not bad enough to put it in four-wheel drive yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we make sure that we are in top-notch shape, and that we do it ourselves. I have a set of what they call takeoffs or snow rims that I put my studded snow tires on, and then I have another set of rims that I have the rest of the year tires on. And we swap them out ourselves. I take them, get them balanced, and then I put them on, torque them down properly. But here's what I do. When I pull my wheels off, I take a rag and I wipe down each of the studs, all the threads. Then I take a wire brush and I wire brush all of the threads on the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we were talking about this, the cheap aluminum in an aluminum case, battery cleaner. On one side, it's female side with wire bristles in, and you stick over the terminal of your battery and you twist it. And the other side, it's a pointed wire brush that you use to clean the terminals on the end of your wires that go onto the battery, because it's a male part. I take the female part and I stick it over the threads and brush it, clean it that way. And I take the male part and I insert it into each lug nut and I clean out the inside that way. So I'm stripping any possibility of rust particles, dirt particles, sand, garbage, everything off of my threads. There's nothing that can screw your day up worse when you're putting your tire back on than cross-threading a lug nut.
Oh, man.
Because this is a 25-cent part, the stud, but you have to pull the hub off, and you've got to beat it out, and it's like, don't do it. So we clean everything with a wire brush, and then I take a high-temperature molybdenum grease, which has Teflon embedded in it, and I coat each one of my studs with it. And then when I put my nuts back on, it's smooth and clean, and I torque it down, and it lasts for the whole season.
There you go. And I do something very, very similar to that. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit about spray lubricant and how I use that in addition. We'll be right back. Kurt Wilson, ArmchairSurvivalist.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kurt Wilson's with us, armchairsurvivalist.com. You know, class, if you follow along and do this, it's at your own risk, because everywhere you go, if you talk to your dealership, if you read the owner's manual, they'll say absolutely, positively, do not put any kind of lubricant or anything on your wheel studs or your lug nuts. They'll tell you that. Now, the reason that Kurt and I both do this, and I've been doing it for decades, and I'm sure Kurt has as well. The reason we do that is we want to make sure that these studs and nuts don't wear out, and they make a good seal, and that they're clean. And we use torque wrenches to make sure that we torque the wheels to the precise amount. And You know, I suggest if you do use lubricant, do it at your own risk. But check your lug nuts, you know, the next day as well.
Well, I got to interject one thing, Vincent. Yeah. I forgot to say, once I coat everything, I wipe it off well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I take a big old sloppy handful and put it on there and leave it on.
Right.
No, you coat it down, take it off. And I can tell you one thing. I'm one of the few vehicles in North Idaho with all the snow and ice and all of that, that when I pull my lug nuts off, my studs have no rust on them. Right. They're not cross-threaded. The tire stores love working on any of my vehicles if I have them swap out my tires.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what I do is when I have a drain plug for an oil change or spark plugs, and once I wire brush and clean them, I make sure that I spray a little bit of, and I use Super Tech, it's available at Walmart, it's a spray lubricant with an extension spray nozzle on there so you can precisely spray, and I spray a little bit of that on in a way that any dirt that I might not have seen will wash off with the spray lubricant, and then I use an air compressor nozzle to blow the lubricant off. So I want to make absolutely sure that I get rid of all that dirt that can damage aluminum wheels. And of course this does. And Kurt, we haven't talked about oil changes. And what procedure do you use when you change your oil?
Well, first thing I do is I run the engine for about a half hour to warm it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it depends on how many miles are on it. If there's I don't know, over 75,000 miles, I want to flush the motor out first because there's a lot of crap that gets in there. Your oil actually will start to solidify. It'll create flakes. Parts of it will lose its cohesion and it will start chunk up and get gloppy. So I want to, depending again on how many miles on the motor and how well it's been taken care of, I'll flush it out. And you can go to Walmart and you get this. It's a quart of engine flush. And you simply you pour it in the crankcase of a warm engine and let it run for about 5 minutes, not any longer than that. I'm going to tell you right now. Just let it run. And then, and they always tell you never change the oil when it's hot. Well, I'm sorry. That's the only time I change my oil. So you just have to not be stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Don't crawl around underneath, open the drain plug, and let it pour down your arm. It'll burn you.
Mm-hmm.
So using intelligence and common sense, you'll pop your drain plug and you'll make sure that you have a container large enough to accept not only the 4 to 5 quarts of oil you already have in your motor, but the extra quart that you put in there to clean the engine. And then I drain that all out. And then I go inside, have a cup of tea and watch about a half hour of anything or go on the computer because I want every last drop out of there. So you take it in to get it done. They'll pop it. Soon as it slows down to almost nothing, then they'll put the plug back in and refill you. No, I want everything out.
Yep, me too. And the secret that you just gave is the same thing that we do here at the farm and have been doing since the 1960s.
Well, of course it is. We're smart.
you want to change the oil when it's hot. And the reason, and what I do is I will prepare everything for the return. Let's say I go out to Springfield. I know that when I'm going to be home, it's going to be daylight out, and I can just get under the vehicle with the drain pan. I've got everything ready. I pull into the pad by the house. It's level, and first thing I do, raise the hood and get under the vehicle and pull the drain plug and then pull the oil filter off, and then I let it drain overnight. And the reason I do this is I want that every last drop as well because, as you said, those quick change oil places are going to probably leave, they're certainly going to leave oil in there, and it's dirty oil. And how much dirty oil? It could be like 4 ounces, which is way too much. And so the plan is, the reason that we change the, Kurt and I change the oil when it's hot, well, why don't you say, is it because you want everything in suspension and you want it to come out while it's hot, right?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I want it when it's hot. It's when everything breaks loose from the cast iron inside of the block. So right. That's the best you can do. And you always want to do the best you can do. You don't want to do this halfway measures that you find. Mm-hmm. You know, the guys that perform the oil changes at all of these Jiffy Lube type places, they're probably nice people, but they they're doing what they can do because they really can't do anything else.
They have a boss. The boss says, hurry up, faster, faster. What do you
do? Yeah, and that's it. And it's like, they don't really care. It's not their car. Do you know these places that you take your vehicle to get oil changes done? They have a budget that's set aside for catastrophic failures when one of their guys is stupid and, like, forgets to put the oil plug back in or forgets to put it in tight enough. They really have a budget set aside for that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and, right, we're talking about there's a guy on the top who drains the oil or who is working under the hood, and there's a guy who crawls in the pit below, and he pulls a drain plug, and he goes, okay, it's back in, and the guy at the top starts filling the oil. By the way, do you fill up your oil filters with oil? Like, let's say you can do it in such a... If the oil filter is mounted where you screw it in upwards so that the base is facing up, or maybe even sideways, do you fill the oil filter with an amount of fresh oil so that it's pre-filled as much as possible?
Well, I know I should, but I don't.
Okay, I do.
Yeah, it's a good... you can do that. Now, a lot of the... Subarus, you can't do that because their filter drops straight down. There's a plate,
right.
And
mm-hmm.
it drops straight on top of that, so you can't pre-fill it. I should fill it up, but almost every vehicle that I have... the filters are on a sideways angle or something, mm-hmm. so I don't mess with it.
Okay. What I do if they're sideways is I'll fill them up about 40%. I'll fill them up enough so that I want the maximum amount of oil in there so the oil pump does not have to pump and fill up that oil filter prior to the oil traveling throughout the engine to do its lubrication. So that's just what I do, and I've been doing that for years. Also, Craig, let's talk about the drain plug. In many cases, you need to inspect the drain plug gasket, right?
Oh, in all cases. Think about it. All the crap in your engine is going to come out over those threads.
Right.
So it's you have to clean it. And by the way, when you pop your drain plug, most drain plugs, now I don't know if they are now, but they used to be magnetic.
Mm-hmm. Not many now.
Oh, okay. Well, you will see if you see, like, it looks like glitter, or there's shreds of metal on your drain plug, or when it first comes out, you have to look at your oil. This is the key. Mm-hmm. You don't just do it. You look at your oil. I've gone as far as put my hand in the oil and feel. If you feel or see metal particles or it looks like glitter, you got a problem inside your motor right now.
Yeah, and that glitter is bearing wear or metal on metal wear, or maybe if it's kind of a golden color, that could be the turbocharger bearings wearing. And by the way, if you have a turbocharger, you don't just shut the engine off. So you take it for that trip you're going on, whether it's going to the store or whatever. When you get there, you idle it down for at least a minute. And because the turbocharger is spinning at about 100,000 revolutions per minute, that thing is flying. And it requires a film of oil on the bearings to survive. And if you just shut that engine down after a hard run, the oil stops pumping. And that turbocharger is probably going to keep spinning until it ultimately stops, and you can wear out a turbocharger very quickly. How much does that cost? $500 for the part.
Yeah, you know that, huh?
Well, not because I did that, but, after 300,000 miles, some of our turbos have failed.
I see what you mean. Yeah. Hey, Vincent, I got to say one thing before we go any further, because I just remembered something that occurred to me here in North Idaho, and after it happened, I'm walking through parking lots looking at so many other cars that have the same exact problem: headlights. The new vehicles, I guess from the 80s or late 80s, they have bulbs that come in from the back. And they have plastic covers for the headlights, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So what happens is those oxidize, and they cut down the amount of light that's coming through your headlights. And it just reminded me of a time I'm coming back from Bonner's Ferry in a big snowstorm, and it's 10 o'clock at night, and it's pitch black, and I can't see a thing. So I physically stop on the freeway. Of course, there's nobody else driving. I stop on the freeway and I tell my wife, I can't go anywhere. The lights are not bright enough. I can't see anything. And then something bumps the vehicle. from the front. And I'm like, what the hell? I got my foot on the brake. And a moose head bends down and comes right close to my windshield. There was a herd of moose crossing the road, and I couldn't even see them. So we pulled into the next gas station. I'm driving 10 miles an hour. We pulled into the next gas station, and I told the guy, I said, we got something wrong with the lights or something. And he looks at the front of my lights, and they looked yellow. The lenses were yellow. He said, no wonder. You can't see through them. So, oh, God, what do I do now? Put new lights on or something? He goes, no. This is easy. He goes and gets a bottle of Meguiar plastic polish. Doesn't have to be Meguiar. It could be any kind of plastic polish. Motorcycle riders that have helmets with face shields, they knew about this. Because they get, 80-mile-an-hour bugs splattering all over the face shield. They got to clean it off somehow. He took a rag, put some Meguiar plastic polish on it, and basically polished up my headlamps until they look crystal clear. See, they have, from the factory, they have a sheet on them that is supposed to protect them. And over time driving, that sheet gets torn off. So this is how you fix your headlights to get perfect vision through them. Plastic polish the lenses.
Yep. You want to talk about recharging an air conditioning system when we come back?
Oh, sure.
Okay. I've got a tip on that, too, and I'm sure Kurt does. We'll be right back. Do it yourself. Car Care 101. Kurt Wilson. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take
when you go
for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, the average cost to recharge an air conditioning system is between $146 and $194 in the United States. The labor costs are between $121 and $154. Parts are between $25 and $40. I recharge all the air conditioning systems that we have here on the farm, all the vehicles, because I don't want to pay that. And we have a number of vehicles that all of them are old. Even we have a tractor that's like a 1984, 1985 that has an air conditioning system. And today I'm going to recharge that, you know, before I take it out on the field. Kurt, what are your thoughts on recharging?
The real stuff, or if you got this stuff, the new stuff. And it doesn't matter, but you do both. I do them both. And it's scary, you know, when you first look at your air conditioning system. You have the high pressure side, you have the low pressure side, and it's like, and the warnings are all over. Be careful, don't hook it up backwards, it'll blow up and kill you and your whole family. You know, it's be careful, don't get any of this into the environment, it'll destroy the earth. And it's on and on and on, and people go, oh, the hell with it, I'll just take it over to this place and have them charge me $300 to put 4 ounces of Freon in it for me. No, I do it myself. You can buy the equipment, you can buy the, but you don't even need equipment anymore now. You know, the cans come with the adapter already mounted on them, and Walmart sells it.
Mm-hmm. Tell you, my thoughts on that are the same as yours. I use, most of the time, I use a refrigerant alternate, which is called EnviroSafe, EnviroSafe. Now, it's going to sound a little frightening when I tell you about this, but it's a blend of propane and butane. And propane and butane boil at lower temperatures than Freon, like 134 does, the typical Freon 134A that's in most vehicles today. And because it boils at a lower temperature, it cools better, and it operates at a lower pressure. So if you have a tendency to have a leak, you'll have less of a tendency to leak if you use EnviroSafe, E-N-V-I-R-O-S-A-F-E. It's a drop-in replacement for refrigerant 134A. How much
Any
is
mix?
It? Absolutely. No change of the oil. Yep, no change of the oil. Okay. It mixes in. You can replace R12 with it. You can replace R134A with it. And we have a tractor, a John Deere tractor, the six-cylinder tractor, and it has an old GM compressor on it, and it leaks. And I replaced the hoses, and yeah, but it cost me about, I don't know, $6 to recharge it once a year, and it would probably cost me, I don't know, $400 or $500 to replace everything else I need to replace. So I'm not willing to do that. I only use it, you know, use the air conditioning in the summer, and it's propane and butane, and it doesn't hurt the environment. So if it leaks out, oh well, you know. And how much? It's $43.95 for 12 6 ounce cans.
Good I only Lord, use two. That's cheap. That's cheap.
Yeah. Now if you and it's EnviroSafe is this stuff, and if you buy $75 or more from these guys, that would be two cases. Well. Two cases, maybe a little bit more, free shipping. So what I do is when I buy it, I have it sent to our daughter, and she's got, you know, a couple cases of EnviroSafe, and she just it tops off her her air conditioning system. A little bit leaks out over the air, put a little bit more in, and so for less than the cost of one recharge, having some guy do it, you can have two cases of 12 cans each of EnviroSafe, and just you use it as needed. And if you want the kit to with the hoses, the gauge, and everything, you know, it's a simple kit. It's not professional. That's $24.95.
That's pretty cheap. So, you know the whole story behind Freon, don't you?
Go ahead.
DuPont.
Sure. Yeah.
DuPont patented it, and the patent was about to run out. So they said, you know what? We do not want anybody else stealing this and becoming billionaires off of it. So they created a fraudulent campaign about how Freon is destroying the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And they, because we have a corporate government, we don't have an actual government here, the corporate government went along with it, and they banned Freon in the United States. And of course, the new R134 was a DuPont patent also. Mm-hmm. So that's where this comes from. You go to Mexico, it's 75 cents a can.
Right. Freon used to be, R12 used to be about a dollar a can. Now, if you want to buy it, it's probably $20 if you can find it.
Yep.
But EnviroSafe, it works really, really well, and you don't have to worry about licenses or any of that. It's propane and butane, and it's not patentable.
I'm going to check on it.
Kurt Wilson, thank you so much for being with us. You know, I feel like we're really close friends because we've banged our knuckles in the same places over the years.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.